This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bystander was the one to kill a man who police say ambushed one of their officers Monday, Arvada's mayor says. Mayor Mark Williams says Johnny Hurley shot the suspect before being fatally shot himself. We'll have more updates on this story as they come in. The U.S. House has voted to invalidate rules from the Trump administration and instead reinstate stricter methane emissions controls. Denver Representative Diana DeGette sponsored the legislation in the chamber. The Trump rules eased restrictions on oil and natural gas companies on how much methane they could release. DeGette says going back to the original policy is key to protecting the health of the climate and Americans.
These emissions don't just harm our planet. When methane is released from oil and gas sites, it's often accompanied by other pollutants that are known to cause additional harm to people's health.
The bill now heads to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Rain has slowed the muddy slide fire near Steamboat Springs, Colorado. The high-altitude blaze has burned more than 6 square miles. More cool weather and moisture is expected to help fire crews, but fire officials say it could quickly pick back up again. The Steamboat Pilot reports the blaze destroyed a handful of mobile homes. The county sheriff is waiting to survey the area before confirming any property loss. Denver is at 80 degrees, mostly cloudy right now, and it could be a rainy evening, 60% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Stay tuned. You're listening to CPR News.